BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two here on Thursday morning. And we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. Of course, 508-996-0500 is the number. The New Bedford Light report, in which the city is now cracking down on sober houses, telling them they need to get lodging house licenses, telling some they need to get sprinklers put in, and actually taking a few of them beyond that because of some code violations. So we can discuss that some more. We can also talk about the couple of issues that I brought up this morning. One is the problem, I guess we'll say, the lack of self-checkouts that are open at the Fairhaven Walmart, which, you know, everybody seems to be attributing to the idea of theft, and which is probably the case. But that doesn't justify making everybody else wait when you have these, you know, at least four or five that were closed in the one area. And then on top of that, you have the other self-checkouts, the ones that were formerly manned checkout stations that were replaced with self-checkouts. Most of those are closed. So what are you supposed to do? You can't have somebody else ring you up. You're going to wait in line. You're going to get frustrated waiting in line watching people who are taking forever to ring themselves up because, I don't know, I can't find this. I bought apples. How do I ring up apples? That's no fault of the people. I'm not making fun of you. You're not a trained cashier. You're just being asked to do a job that you weren't trained in. And again, I don't have a problem with that. I think self-checkout is a great thing if you have options for people. If you have the ability to say, you can go to self-checkout or you can go to this checkout line that has a person that'll ring you up. That's why I think the Wareham Walmart handles it perfectly. They usually have like four lanes open at least. Now they've got a dozen lanes, but they have four lanes open and then they have the self-checkout area open. And that's fine. I can choose which one I want to go to. I'm going to be honest with you. If I buy a lot of produce, things like that, I go and I have somebody ring me up because I don't know how to do all that. I bought some strawberries yesterday when I went into the Fairhaven Walmart. I'll tell you what I went in there for. I went in there for shoelaces. I needed a pair of shoelaces. And so I bought shoelaces. And as I was walking around the store, I saw that they had some nice looking strawberries for $1.88. I said, I'm going to get some strawberries. Have some of those tonight. And I'm trying to scan the strawberries and the barcode can't be read. Like, I don't know how to change the system so that I can type in the number, but you know who does know how to do that? The cashier. But anyway, so the fact that they had more than half of those shut down yesterday and a line of people back to the service desk, I thought was insane. And then we were also talking about some of my friends posted on Facebook last night that they had gone to bed and they put this in the Fairhaven Town groups. So anybody that's in Fairhaven, you probably saw this post if you're in those groups. they went to bed. They have two small children. They went to bed after 9 o'clock. Somebody knocks on the door. The dog starts barking, wakes up the kids. Now the whole household is woken up over somebody trying to sell them pest control after 9 p.m. at night. Door-to-door salesperson after 9 p.m. at night. And so what are the reasons for this? I said before, you know, don't blame the salesperson. It's probably their boss telling them, oh, go between 7 and 10. That's when people are definitely going to be home. But you know what? I thought about this while taking a call earlier. It popped into my brain. Maybe it's not that. Maybe the person slacked off all day, but has to hit 10 people before he can knock off for the day. And he slacked off. And so he said, you know what? I'm just going to go bang on a bunch of doors at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So it could entirely be the salesperson's fault. The bottom line is nobody should be knocking on your door after dusk. And I guess the police have said that that's the rule. Dave in New Bedford says, those solar panel door-to-door salesmen are relentless. I try to politely tell them I am not interested, but they just won't take no for an answer. By the time they get done with me, I'll have one of those giant wind turbines in my small yard. And keep in mind, when we're talking about that, you know, we're not talking about companies like Isaacson Solar or some of these other companies that are like, you know, firmly entrenched in an area and are staying in that area. We're talking about these companies that come in and do a bunch of jobs and then move on to the next community. And so you've got them kind of, they've got to be relentless, because if they don't sign as many people as they can here, in 2 days they're going to be somewhere else. So there's, you know, in my opinion, door-to-door salespeople are just a part of life. It's been going on for 100 years or it's been going on longer than that. But still, it's not something that is uncommon over the years. It's uncommon these days because we have so many ways of getting the products that we need that we don't need somebody to come door-to-door. Somebody used to have to come to your house and sell you a vacuum cleaner, because you weren't thinking, I'll just go down to Walmart this afternoon and get a vacuum cleaner to replace the one that broke, or because I don't like the way the one I have now is working. You needed somebody to come and show you the product and sell you the product and all that stuff. Now we can get anything that we want in the store. We can get anything we want from Amazon. We can have it delivered by the next day. We don't need somebody to come and sell us those products. So it's become kind of passé to do door-to-door sales. In recent years, it's become more of a thing again. Why has it become more of a thing again? Well, the tried and true ways of advertising, people's habits have changed with that. So yeah, while they'll still buy radio advertising, they'll still buy television advertising, they'll still buy ads in the newspaper, there's still going to be some people that might not have seen or heard any of those. Well, how can we get them? We'll go right to them. Some people do it through direct mail. They send something in the mail, you open it up, your mailbox, and there you go. You've got this flyer from, you know, Acme Pest Control. Wait, I think, isn't there a company that actually is called that? Anyway, I'm just trying to use that generically. Then there might be people that don't even check their mail or throw those away. So what's another way you can get them? You can knock on their door. And what's funny is they can't, you know, you would say, well, they can just come and leave something on my door. Well, but they can't. Going and leaving something on your door is, you know, just straight up trespassing. Knocking on your door and engaging you in a conversation is solicitation. By having that conversation with them, you've made it okay for them to be on your property. 508-996-0500. And it's, again, I'm not saying that we should eliminate door-to-door sales. I mean, I'm not answering the door if somebody knocks on the door. And not everybody has a peephole or a window they can look out to see who's behind the door. And in today's day and age, folks are concerned for their safety. But I'm not going to answer the door if somebody knocks on it, because I don't care. I'll just pretend I'm not home. If it's somebody that I know is supposed to be there, I'll know they're coming. If it's a neighbor, they'll come back. Or the, you know, obviously I'm assuming if it's a neighbor and it's an emergency, they'll be, you know, saying, hi, it's your next door neighbor. I need you to drive me to the hospital. And then I'll say, okay, and I'll open the door. But the random just knock, I'm not answering that. I don't care who you are, whatever it is, it's not important. There was a time when I had just finished mowing my lawn and it was a hot, muggy day and I was beat. And I got inside, sat down in front of the air conditioner, cold drink in my hand, took my shoes off, just started to relax, started to feel like, okay, I don't feel like I'm going to die. Knock on the door. I went over and I answered it. It's a couple of kids from the neighborhood. Hi. Can we mow your lawn? And I said, no, I just finished, but thank you for the offer. And then closed the door and determined that was the last time I was going to answer the door for somebody that I didn't know who it was. So I think you will see something happen now. Because it's not just my friends who are saying this is happening. It was numerous people in town that were saying that these folks have been coming, knocking on their doors kind of after hours. So I think you're going to see something happen as a result of this. The police are going to have to do something. DSY says, oh my God, a million people in Boston tomorrow, there will be problems. Well, normally I would say no. Don't worry about it. Because look at how many championship celebrations there have been in Boston in recent years. And they've gotten big numbers like that. So normally I would say no, except there's a couple of factors here. One, the heat. Although the heat dome is supposed to, I don't know, does a heat dome break? Whatever the terminology is, you know, it's supposed to start to cool off a little bit tomorrow to become a little bit more comfortable, but it's still going to be hot and muggy in the morning at 11 a.m. when they are stepping off this parade. And the other thing that I would say I have some concern about is because of what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Now, part of what makes Boston able to avoid a lot of these issues is the idea of that rolling rally. They don't bring everybody down to one area and have them stay in that area. They move the team along. So that'll be helpful. But I mean, yeah, there's going to have to be a lot of security. There's going to have to be a lot of undercover folks. They're going to have to put a lot of work into making sure that everything is safe and secure, but they will because they know how to do this. They've done it every year for the Boston Marathon and, of course, the lessons learned after the marathon bombing. So if you're going, I would feel like it's safe. But will there be other problems? Things like traffic, people getting, you know, angry, yelling at each other, people drinking on the street where they're not supposed to be. Yeah, all that stuff's going to happen. But you should be okay. You should feel like it's safe to go and celebrate the Celtics winning another NBA championship. And get used to it because the Celtics may have you coming back for a few more. Speaking of Boston, we have tickets that we are giving away to see Janet Jackson in Boston coming up on June 28th. She is going to be performing with Nelly. And that show is, I checked the ticket sales the other day. There were still some available. So if you want to go to livenation.com or ticketmaster.com, you can still get tickets to it. But there wasn't a lot of tickets available. So we've got your chance to win a pair. You can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app and enter to win. And you are going to get to hear Janet perform all of her hits. And when you think about it, she has had a lot. Even though she probably hasn't, you know, been as prominent as Michael Jackson in the news and in pop culture, aside for the Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction, of course. She hasn't garnered as many headlines. She has had a long and steady career of turning out hit after hit after hit. And so you're going to know every song she's going to perform. And if you want to go see the show, you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And of course, Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the place where you can try before you buy. Anything that you see that has the purple dot, you can ask to try it before you buy it. And of course, they have great pop-up events. They have different tastings all the time. And they have some concert tickets to give away to different shows as well. So they're going to be doing different raffles and things like that throughout the course of the summer. So make sure that you follow them on social media. And you can keep up to date with everything they have going on. We'll talk a little bit more about Stevie's later on in the program. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And if you're in your car right now on 195 East, well, the traffic is backed up now all the way from just before the Mattapoisett exit all the way back to Breakwater Marina here, the Fairhaven-New Bedford line. So it's backed up quite a bit as this crash has slowed down traffic, so keep that in mind. Also, if you feel safe in your car, well, you also want to have kids feel safe on their bus, right? And you could be part of that by getting a job with Tremblay Bus Company. Right now, they're hiring bus drivers, van drivers, bus monitors, and you don't even need a CDL to apply. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So if you're looking to learn to earn extra money, if you need a job that you can work around your kid's school schedule, if you're a retiree that's just looking to get out of the house for a little bit and you want to help local kids get to school safely, you can work for Tremblay Bus Company. If you want to find out more information or to apply, all you have to do is go to their website, tbcbus.com. It's easy to remember because it's Tremblay Bus Company, TBC, tbcbus.com. And that's where you can find out all the information and reach out to them in order to apply. But, get the ball rolling now so that by the time the fall comes around, you could be driving kids to school with Tremblay Bus Company. Of course, they're not going to be able to help you today get through that traffic on 195 East, but we're going to keep an eye on it. We'll let you know if it alleviates at all. We will take more of your phone calls as well at 508-996-0500, your app chat messages and your open line voicemails as well. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the international and national stories from Phil Devitt.
Another hot day in the Northeast as we officially welcome in summer. The White House cancels a high-level meeting with Israeli officials and how the U.S. will break records on the 4th of July.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A punishing heat wave continues to scorch the Northeast and the Midwest on this first official day of summer. Heat emergencies are being declared in several cities. The highest level of the Weather Service heat risk is expected to be reached from Chicago to Boston. The National Weather Service says you should hydrate, stay out of the sun, get into air conditioning, take it easy if you have to be outside, and check on your neighbors. Important to take care of one another. And that includes our pets.
We really want to be mindful of the fact that when they're outside, they can overheat really easily. Dogs don't sweat like people do. And so they have to be able to pant and get some of that heat off.
Michigan-based veterinarian Christine Swanson says pets can get lethargic and vomit if they get too hot. Millions of people to our south are under a tropical storm warning as the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season drenches the Texas coast with heavy rain. Tropical storm Alberto is centered about 250 miles south of the U.S. border, but it's causing widespread coastal flooding in South Texas. At least three people in Mexico have been killed by Alberto. The White House reportedly canceled a high-level meeting with Israeli officials on Iran that was scheduled for today. Tammy Trujillo has more.
Axios reports the move was in response to a video posted by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he claimed the U.S. was withholding military aid. President Biden's top advisors were reportedly enraged by the video, and some Israeli officials were already en route to Washington, D.C. when the meeting was called off. U.S. and Israeli officials were expected to discuss Iran's nuclear program and the ongoing war in Gaza. Reports say that Iran has obtained computer modeling that could potentially be used for research and development of nuclear weapons. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The U.S. Supreme Court will issue opinions today and tomorrow, as it still has some major decisions to hand down before it's expected to recess at the end of the month. Among them are a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. A new study says last year's massive train derailment in Ohio spread hazardous pollution across 16 states. The study published Wednesday looked at the 2023 derailment in East Palestine, where a Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous materials went off the rails and sent toxic chemicals into the air, water, and soil. A man is in custody in Texas after an attempted sexual assault was interrupted by a family of five Taekwondo black belts. It happened Tuesday afternoon just outside Houston when the family that owns and operates the Young Inn Dojo heard screams coming from a neighboring business. The family of five ran next door and witnessed a man assaulting a woman. The family was quick to stop the attack, and father, Taekwondo Grandmaster Hong An, was able to hold the suspect for 10 minutes until officers arrived. And the number of people traveling over the 4th of July holiday will break records this year. Rory O'Neill with more.
The calendar is boosting some of the travel business. With the 4th on a Thursday, AAA is looking at the whole week as a holiday, predicting nearly 71 million people will take a trip, a 5% increase from last year. Nearly 60 million people will drive, almost 6 million will fly. Alaska Cruises will boost travel to Seattle and Vancouver, with Orlando, Honolulu, and Miami in the domestic mix. London, Rome, Dublin, and Paris are big international destinations. I'm Rory O'Neill.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox extended their win streak to five games after earning a 7-3 victory to sweep the Blue Jays. A three-game series with the Cincinnati Reds starts Friday. Celtics duck boat victory parade Friday morning in Boston. More than a million people expected to flock to downtown for the party kicking off at 11.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Expect partly sunny skies as we go through the day today. It's going to be another warm and humid one with a high near 85 along the South Coast. For tonight, mostly cloudy, still on the muggy side with a low of 66. And for Friday, a blend of sun and clouds with a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Your high along the South Coast near 84. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Laughing always, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
See, this is why I've always been jealous of people that have songs with their name in them that are good songs, like Sheila's, you have Ready for the World's Oh Sheila, which is one of the most fun songs ever recorded. What do I have? I have Timothy by the Buoys. Song about cannibalism. So that's what I get. People say, oh, it's not about cannibalism. No, it's about cannibalism. Anyway, let's see. We were talking about the door-to-door salespeople. And the fact that my friends posted on Facebook that they were awoken last night after 9 p.m. They had gone to bed. They have two young children. They work early. So 9 o'clock, they're already in bed. And somebody knocked on the door to try to sell them pest control services. And they were awoken. The dog woke up the whole house barking at the person knocking on the door. And this person's like, yeah, you guys need some pest control? And they did talk to the salesperson. So they didn't just send him away or threaten him. Like, hey, man, you ever come back 9 o'clock at night? We're going to, you're going to be met with the dog and the gun. So they posted in Facebook, though, just to warn people that, you know, this is happening. And other people have said, hey, this has been a problem. We've already talked to the police about it. I guess this particular company has not registered with the police, as you are supposed to do in town. Steve B. in Fairhaven sent an app chat message with a pretty unique, interesting problem here. He says, hi, Tim. I had a salesman ride up my lawn on a hoverboard yesterday afternoon selling exterminator things. I talked to him on my Ring doorbell, even though I was home. I told him, I'm not interested. Get off my lawn, jackass. He left quickly. So, yeah, to the people who are out there doing these sales, if you're listening to me at all, if there's any chance, or if you know somebody who does it, be respectful. Take it seriously. I know for you, it's just about knocking on the doors and writing down the names and turning in the sheet at the end of the day, but try to be respectful about it. Riding up on a hoverboard on somebody's lawn, not the best idea. And I don't walk on anybody's lawn or go on anybody's lawn if I can help it. If there's a path, if there's a driveway, that's what I'm taking. Now, sometimes there isn't. And then I say, how do these people get to their front door? And then you realize, well, they don't use their front door. They use a side door or a back door. But I'd be nervous about knocking on somebody's, you know, back door. That seems more invasive. But still, don't ride up on a hoverboard. I get it. You gotta, you know, it's gonna get you from door to door a lot easier, but leave it at the end of the driveway. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Oh, for some reason when I call you lately, it's like the call is dropped. I don't know why. It's like it rings twice and then it hangs up. That's why you saw me call you like three times in a row.
Nah, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. I'm doing well. I just wanted to say a couple things. One, I remember back in the day with cable television, oh my God, people were relentlessly knocking on the doors. If it wasn't my front door, it was my back door. There'd be two of them. And they would knock like with a pen, making a tapping sound. They would come all times of the day and like multiple, like days on end. It was really bad. I couldn't get rid of them. They just, no matter what you said to them, they just were relentless. It was really awful.
Did they get you to buy cable or no?
No, this was back probably in the 90s, I want to say. Sometime in the 90s. But they were really relentless at the time. And I don't like that kind of thing. If I want to do something myself, I'll do it. I don't really like people coming to my door to solicit me.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people feel very uncomfortable about it. Like you said, we live in a society today where you don't even answer your phone if you don't know who it is. Never mind your door.
Right.
And I'm like that. Well, where I live now in this apartment building I'm in, people can't get through that door anyway. And I live, you know, with that door securely locked, and then there's apartments inside. So, you know, nobody's going to bother us if people are coming down the street to solicit about anything. But that's insane at 9 o'clock at night. That's so rude, you know, and it's not an old age thing. Like I heard someone say, you know, I work really early and open up. So I'm in bed really early, you know, and I'm not old. You know, and it's just the time I have to go to work in the morning, you know, so I might be in bed sometimes around 6 o'clock at night, depending, you know, on how early I'm getting up to go get ready to get to work. The other thing I want to say is you mentioned, it was interesting, you just said about the song you played, Names. My father named me, well, Laura, after this beautiful song, this romantic that Charlie Parker used to play on the saxophone. And there was a movie out named Laura in the 40s, like maybe 1943 or 42, with Gene Tierney, Dana Andrews, Vincent Price, Clifton Webb. And it was one of those whodunit kind of mystery movies. And the song is really beautiful. And it's played over like the 50s, the 60s. And they, of course, were dancing to this, the music of this song. And my father said, if you're having a girl, we'll name her Laura. And my mother liked the name. So that's how I got my name. And actually, today is my birthday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. I was born on a Saturday, which was the day before Father's Day that year. June 21st was Father's Day on the year I was born. So I was a Father's Day present for my dad as well. So it was really nice.
You also have, although it's not the name of the song, you also have Dickie Lee, Strange Things Happen. Are you familiar with that song?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think that's Lori, now that I think about it. Yeah, it's Lori.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah, that's about the guy that meets the girl at the dance, and they fall in love, and then he gives her his sweater, and they depart for the night, and then he's like, oh, wait, I forgot to get my sweater. And when he goes back, he knocks on the door, and the father's like, I'm here to see Lori. I'm here to get my sweater. And he goes, Lori, that's my daughter. She died a year ago today.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes
crazy
to the graveyard and finds her grave, and there's a sweater on the grave. But it was Laurie, not Laura. And no, you know what? You know what you have? You have Tell Laura I Love Her.
Yes, yes.
Which is also an annoying death song, too.
Right. Well, even the Laura song from way back in the 40s, which is really romantic, it's like she's only a dream type of thing, because this woman in the movie, she's missing, and nobody can figure out what happened. Like, they thought they killed her. Somebody killed her, and they're trying to solve the mystery. But it comes to find out that she left to go somewhere to visit somebody, and she let her friend stay in the apartment while she was gone. And it was the friend who was murdered, not her. Mm. It was really strange, because she comes back later on, and she reappears magically, and this person who's out to kill her is trying again, and they caught him. But but it's like she's only a dream. You know, you could see her as you're riding on a train. It's like, it's almost like she's not real. She was real, but she's not real. It's kind of strange, but it's a really romantic song, really beautiful.
Well, I gotta hold you there, but you enjoy your birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. I plan on it. You have a great day as well.
You as well. Take care.
Okay.
And we do have to take a break, but we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
The love.
I don't know how I could have forgot about that song, Laura, but that's for Laura on her birthday. And we're talking about people that are going door to door and how that can be annoying. And we'll get more into that as well. His and Wareham says, what happened to common sense? Knocking on someone's door after 8 p.m., you are not thinking. Well, the thing that worries me more is that they are thinking. They're thinking that that's the best time to get people at home. So they're aware of the fact that it's late. And it's late for what they're doing, but they're thinking, well, that's when they're going to be home, because people don't get home till late now with work and activities and going out to dinner and all that. So they're thinking they're going to get you while you're there. You know who's not going to do that to you, though? Isaacs and Solar. Because you can actually reach out to them if you're interested in going solar, or at least if you're interested in just finding out more about it and getting answers to questions like, will I really get paid to go solar? Can I really get a new free roof with solar? Are these things all gimmicks, or is this something that I can actually expect to happen? Maybe you have questions about whether it's better to lease or to buy. Maybe you don't even know if your home is a good fit for solar, and you want somebody that's going to tell you if it is or it isn't, not just sell you solar panels anyway. And Isaacs and Solar will give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of those questions and have a transparent conversation with you. They may show up at your home, take a look, and say, you know what? I don't think you're a good fit. And then you can just part ways and everybody's happy. They're not going to force something on you if they don't think it's going to work for you. So if you would like to find out the truth about going solar, and you would have to like to have all your questions answered simply, directly, and honestly, reach out to isaacsandsolar.com. If you are a fit, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. So even if they come down and tell you you're a great fit and you seem interested and everything seems like it's going right and you say, I just want a few more days to think about it, they're going to give you that time. And if you decide not to do it, that's fine too. Visit isaacsandsolar.com today and see if solar is right for you. So there's certainly a lot of value for people to knock on your door and try to sell you things. There's certainly a lot of potential sales for them in doing so. What do you really get out of it, though? How many things are somebody going to knock on your door and try to sell you that you think you would want to buy? If you don't think that there's a chance that there's something somebody could knock on your door and try to sell you and that you'd want it, put up signs. Put up signs that say, you know, solicitors not welcome. I mean, you can be nice about it. You don't have to put it, you know, solicitors will be shot on sight. But you can put up a sign and say, you know, we're a quiet home. Please no soliciting. doesn't mean they're not going to still knock on your door, but at least it gives you that added protection that maybe they will pass on. It's the equivalent of, you know, turning your porch light off on Halloween when you run out of candy. They're not going to come and knock on your door because they know you're done for the night. So at least it's worth a shot if it's something that you are concerned about. But the problem here is I think people, like my friends, they wouldn't mind if somebody was knocking on their door trying to sell them something. If it was, you know, 4 p.m. or maybe, you know, 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning, but not 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night. And actually after 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night. And with other people saying that the same thing happened to them in Fairhaven, then you all have every right to be angry, because that means that this company doesn't care. This pest control company doesn't care that they are bothering you in your home when you are done for the day. They are targeting you when they think that you're home. And you know what? I wonder how many people would say to them, you know what? I actually could use an exterminator, but because you knocked on my door at 9 p.m., I'm going to go with somebody else. You just reminded me, yes, I do need to hire an exterminator. I got to get rid of these ants that came in once the spring weather came in. The ant cups aren't working anymore, but I'm going to hire somebody who didn't knock on my door at 9:10 p.m. You've got to be hurting yourself more than helping yourself with that kind of a business model. And you are going to be hurting yourself now because the police are aware of what's happening, and the police know that you haven't called ahead and registered with them as you are supposed to. And I don't know how lenient they're going to be about that. I don't know if they're going to give you the chance to just do it now. They might say, you know what? Get out of town. We can talk about that. We can talk more about the self-checkout or lack thereof self-checkouts at the Walmart in Fairhaven. The fact that more than half of them were closed down yesterday at 6:30 at night when there was a line of people. And then somebody actually had the nerve to announce, I'm going to lunch. It's okay if you're going to lunch. Just don't tell everybody. Don't yell it out, because you're just ticking off everybody that's in this line right now. Going to take one final break this hour. We will be back in a few moments. Back in, just a heads up, it looks like that crash has all been cleared up on 195 East, so you're good to go. Let's take a quick call here. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Real quick, I had a visit from the same, I think, extermination company. Mine wasn't late at night. It was, I think, on a Saturday afternoon. They're just, I guess they're young kids that they're sending out to go door to door. But actually, I ended up checking the company out. I won't give you the name, but I checked them out. They're a legit outfit, got a great reputation out of Rhode Island. And I ended up, doing some mice. I was having a problem with mice in my garage, and they came out and took care of it for me. So I know they're legit in my neighborhood, like I said, South Dartmouth. But yeah, I would be concerned. I think 9 o'clock is kind of late. But the kid, when I talked to the kid who came to me, he said they had a quota of how many houses they had to hit a day. So I wonder if that, you know, canvasser didn't make his number, or, you know, hot weather and went out late. But even so, that's a little too late, 9 o'clock. So.